This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. We'd like to take a moment to remember former NHPR President Mark Handley. He died recently after battling cancer. Handley will be remembered as the leader who transformed NHPR into a statewide network. Under his leadership, NHPR went from a dual-format station playing both news and classical music to all news. And he helped launch NHPR's The Exchange. Joining me now are two people who knew and work with him, NHPR's Vice President for Operations and Finance, Scott McPherson, and host of The Exchange, Laura Kanoy. Thank you very much for being here.
You're welcome, Peter.
Thanks, Peter.
And we'll start with you, Scott. Tell us about that first accomplishment I mentioned, turning NHPR from a very Concord-centric station, WEVO, to a statewide network. Seems like he got right on that when he started in 1990.
Mark set about early in his career trying to fulfill that mission, that vision of being a statewide network. He worked to put stations on the air in Keene and in Hanover. And when the opportunity presented itself in the late 90s to acquire a commercial station in Berlin, that was really the crowning achievement for him, because it really connected the North Country with the rest of the state, which was his vision from the early days.
Mm-hmm. And how would you describe his management style?
Mark was a wonderful manager. He was really one of the kindest and most thoughtful and unassuming bosses you could ever ask for. He was always generous with praise and quick with a smile, and he's always willing to get his hands dirty to solve a problem. Personally, he was wonderful to me and gave me a lot of opportunity to grow and evolve in my career as well.
Right, because you didn't start as VP here.
Correct. I started with The Exchange with Laura, and Mark apparently saw something in me along the way and said, hey, how would you like to try this other side of the business? And 20 years later, I'm still here.
And what about you, Laura? How would you describe his management style?
How you doing? That was his management style. You know, he'd walk around, how you doing? How you doing?
Checking in.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah. And really interested, not perfunctory. Even if he had a criticism or something he wanted you to change, he was always he was always smiling. He was a very happy person. So I think he took that, you know, was it Mary Poppins who said a spoonful of sugar?
I think so, yes.
Yeah.
So he put you at the helm of The Exchange when it started in the mid-90s. Tell us what you know about his role in the genesis of The Exchange.
Well, I think, Peter, he felt like it was time. This was in the early to mid-90s. The Exchange started in October of 1995. And talk radio was sort of taking off, but a lot of it was sort of fight radio, if you could call it that. A lot of arguing, a lot of shouting. And so I think Mark wanted to get NHPR involved in that, but in an NHPR way. So, you know, sounds old-fashioned, but civil discourse, in-depth conversation, a chance for New Hampshire people to jump in on the issues of the day. We on The Exchange like to call ourselves the original social media, where, yes, you get a chance to jump in. It isn't just us telling you. You get to call in and tell us what you're thinking. It's interesting, too, we specifically, when the show started, we did not call it a talk show because those had sort of a naughty reputation. Mm-hmm. We called it a call-in show. Now that feels old-fashioned because, of course, people send in, you know, emails and tweets and Facebook and so forth. But that was why we branded it that way. I think Mark also saw the show as a way to unify New Hampshire. People often say that New Hampshire is actually a collection of regions. You know, people in the Upper Valley are concerned about what's happening there, and people in Nashua are concerned about the Southern Tier, and that's understandable. We're all like that. But I think Mark's hope, and I would like to say I think we have accomplished that hope, is we provided a statewide forum for everybody in New Hampshire to share their hopes and dreams and concerns.
And we actually have a clip of Mark Handley talking about why he wanted a program like The Exchange to exist. And he talks about hiring you as well, Laura. So let's listen to that.
If we were going to cover New Hampshire well, we weren't going to do it with three-minute news stories because we just didn't have enough manpower to constantly. But a call-in program would make a big step in that direction. So we started talking about that, and she was interested, and pretty soon, what I think it was 95, we hired her. And by that time, my mind was pretty well set that we were headed for a news format. And I really saw that there was a need for a place for calm, rational discussion of the issues. And The Exchange was to be that at the local level, but But certainly NPR was airing great programs that did the same thing, and we weren't carrying them because we had classical music on at the time.
Mark Handley speaking there at the end about the other NPR programs that would fill out the program clock, especially as NHPR made the slow, gradual transition from dual format, from news and classical to just news. That was a tricky transition for lots of stations to make. I was wondering, Scott, if you could tell us how Mark Handley, as president of NHPR, handled that.
Well, I think the seed for making the format change started, I think it was the summer of 2000, when we aired gavel-to-gavel coverage of the impeachment of a former New Hampshire Supreme Court Chief Justice. We aired more than 250 hours of this coverage, replacing classical music with this news coverage. And then in the fall of 2000, during Bush versus Gore, we preempted a lot of classical music to cover that very important news story. So when we made the decision in early 2001 to make the format change, it was sort of just a natural transition. And I think Mark saw the opportunity and realized that the time was right. And I so remember sitting in the conference room at a manager's meeting and him saying, what's it going to take to make it happen? And we talked about it, and I think it was about 3 months later we made the switch, and we've never looked back.
Final thoughts for both of you. We'll start with you, Scott. How will you remember Mark Handley?
I will remember Mark. Sorry.
It's okay.
I'll remember Mark's mischievous smile the most. He would walk down the hallway, come into my office, and he had this look in his eye. And you knew he was up to something. And he would say, what do you think of this? And it was just that bounce in his step and the look in his eye. I knew he was up to something, and I knew it meant great things, and that's what I will remember the most.
And Laura?
This is really hard.
I know.
Well, you stole some of what I was going to say, Scott. But Mark was a sailor, and I have a small statue on my desk at home that I've had ever since I was a little girl of this sailor. And it just occurred to me, talking to you, that it looks like Mark... he was a small person. He had a big bushy beard and a big full head of hair and really twinkly, twinkly blue eyes from squinting maybe out on that boat. A lot of people may not know, when he retired, of course, you know, no one wanted him to retire. Everyone loved him so much. And he said, no, I'm going to do it because I want to sail around the world with Judy before I can't do it. So he did. He sailed around the world with his beloved wife, Judy. And I'm so happy that he was able to do that. But when I think about Mark, I think about what Scott said. But I also think about him on his boat. He loved that boat. He loved to sail. He took me once. I've always hated sailing. But I had to go because it was Mark. So I put up with it once. So I'll always picture him on that boat. That's when he was fully alive.
Well, Laura, Scott, thank you very much for speaking about Mark Handley. Sounds like... we have a lot to be thankful for here, public radio fans in the Granite State, because of the work he did.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Peter.